Ramsey TV.
It has been reported to me that some people still haven't read The First Idiot in Heaven by yours truly. I heard this report and I'm like, say that again? It sounds like you said not everybody has read this book yet.
Could this be true?
Well, I'm out to make it not true anymore, ever. So I encourage you to go to my website, martinzender.com, order a bunch of these books and give them out to your friends and soon-to-be ex-friends. If you buy in bulk, we'll give you a deal. I think this book's discounted anyway because I want this information to be out there. This book is written to be understood. It's written in simple language because I'm a simple guy, kind of. And I like the idea of being an everyman kind of writer. I'm not out to make myself look smart. I'm not out to use, you know, $15 words when I can use a 10-cent word. And so this book is quite understandable. The subtitle of this book is Secrets of the Apostle Paul and Why the Meek Merely Inherit the Earth. Why the Meek Merely Inherit the Earth? I think that's kind of a little bit of a shock there. Like, what do you mean, inheriting the earth? Isn't that the best thing you can have? No, the meek merely inherit the earth. There's something far greater, and we know what that is. Now, I'm going to finish up the week here talking about priesthood. This seems to have been kind of like the theme this week. I told you this is difference 28. I thought I was going to get through these this week. As you know, I've delved into a few sidetracks this week, which I'm happy about, and you are too. So let's see what happens next week. Gospel of the Circumcision, this is difference number 28 out of 31 differences I list in this book, Gospel of Circumcision, to be a kingdom of priests over the nations. And I quoted Revelation 2, 26 through 27, but I also quoted Isaiah 61, 6, but I want to quote that again because it is such a fun passage. Fun for Israel, anyway. You shall be called priests of Jehovah, ministers of our Elohim, and it will be said of you, the estate of nations you shall eat, and in their glory you shall vaunt. The estate of the nations you shall eat. The nations will stream to Israel during the 1,000 years, and they will still be kings and priests. Now, this I'm going to elaborate on that a little bit from the book before I tell you the huge difference in our message. Our message is such a relief from all of this. Non-Israelites are never called priests of Jehovah. We are not called priests. Nowhere in Paul's letters are we priests. Oh, by the way, I want to show you this mug again. A viewer named Elaine made this mug for me that I use every day. Look at this. It's the second idiot in heaven, right? She's labeled me the second idiot in heaven, which it's appropriate. I'll take it. And she made a mug for me. I think that's great. So I want to thank Elaine once again for that. Now, non-Israelites, that's us, are never called priests of Jehovah. But wait, I got to say this. Even if we were Israelites, like the Apostle Paul was an Israelite, and he was part of the priesthood nation, but he abandoned all that. He counted it as loss because of his evangel. He was forced into his evangel. You have to see that. He didn't want to believe it. He was forced into it. No guy, no Israelite in his right mind who is as vehement as Saul was for the truth of his forefathers, for Abraham, nobody in his right mind is going to abandon that. You're kidding? He lived for it. He strove for it. He got up every day thinking how to do it better. He was so zealous for it that he wanted to kill people who didn't do it. So this guy was no way in his horizon that he was going to give up on his Israelite pedigree. And no way was he going to abandon his accomplishments in Judaism. This was forced on him. Guess what you're going to do from now on, Saul? Yeah, you're going to herald me, Jesus Christ. So, as I told you, religious folks love priesthood. Anglican, Catholic, Episcopalian, what the hell is an Episcopalian anyway? Anyway, other churches exist because people love the pomp and circumstance of dressing up their priests and ministers. They love it. They love to actually subject themselves to these people. And the fancier the garb, the more like, ooh, look at that guy. He's got a green, shiny vestment. Ooh, he's got a sash going around his waist. Look at this guy. He's got a funny hat. I like that funny hat. That funny hat confers upon him some kind of divine wisdom, and I want to subject myself to that funny hat. That funny hat does things to me. Oh, I hope they make funnier hats, because then I will bow down even lower. The funnier the hat, the lower I bow, because my God, look at that hat. I saw them. Shallow. They love the pomp. Also, the ceremony. Oh, I got to tell you this. Never forget my mom's funeral. I spoke at my mom's funeral. I conducted my dad's funeral. Tough business. You know, it's not, don't want to do that again. Oh, I won't have to do it again. Good. Anyway, there was my mom's coffin at the front of the Catholic church. She was a Catholic to the end, to the bitter end. She was a Catholic. And the only time I go to a Catholic church is for the death of my mom. Otherwise, I don't set foot in there again. But the priests, the Catholic Church in general, they have ceremony down pat. They have it down pat. And as I was watching the priest with the censer, with the incense, he's walking around the casket and he's mumbling some mumbo jumbo. How do you like my hat? And he's, it was moving. Honest to God, I was in a swoon. I felt myself going under it. I was beginning to swoon as I watched the priest, so mesmerizing, walk around with that. I think he was chewing gum or something. I don't know. But it got to me. And then I realized, wait a minute. What the hell am I doing here? I'm Martin Zender. I'm coming into a swoon. They're starting to attach their little octopus tentacles with all the suction cups onto my soul. And that's where they appeal to the soul. I'm thinking, God, no wonder people go for this shit. No wonder. The incense smelled great. I used to think that God smelled like Old Spice. I used to think God wore Old Spice because the priest where we went to confession must have used Old Spice aftershave. And so I associated the smell of Old Spice. And I still do today. I'm telling you the truth. I smell Old Spice. I'm in the presence of God because of Old Spice. They've got ceremony down pat. People love this stuff. Dressing up their priests, dressing up their ministers, the pomp, the circumstance. In the old days, though, again, there was pomp and circumstance, but that was when the priest was divinely appointed. Big difference. Sorry, El Popo. You're not divinely appointed. You're a charlatan. You're a poser. You're a cartoon. You're like Archie and Veronica, Betty and Jughead. You belong in the Sunday comics. You're not divinely appointed. You appointed yourself. You're a falsification of the true. But again, humans love costuming. Some don't want to be robbed of it. They love their frilly, colorful vestments. Therefore, a substantial segment of the human race currently plays Israel. That's what all these people are doing. The Episcopalians, whatever. In one sense or another, even your mainstream Christian evangelicals, they're also playing Israel. They're just not doing it as obviously. They're still into the sense, and they're still into the ceremony, not just as a ceremony. They have other ceremonies that involve the collection basket. You know, they just come back with that basket. Ooh, that is Lutheran, Catholic, Greek. Oh my God, Greek Orthodox. other religions, they're falsifications of a priesthood that God will properly reinstigate once this era of Gentiles wraps up. Yes, that's right. The priesthood of Israel is going to resume. Only the people are going to have a new heart when Christ returns to the Mount of Olives, resurrects the 12 apostles. That's going to be fun. And the other saints in Israel, David's coming back from the dead, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. That's going to be fun. But it's a grievous mistake to institute it now. It's out of God's timing. Like I say, if you want to dress up your priest, there was a time for it in Israel. It was legit. In the future, when Israel takes the kingdom, it's going to be legit again. But in the meantime, during the era of the nations, it's stupid. It's a Las Vegas stage show. It's Halloween. Okay? It's Halloween. If you want to dress up your priest today. Our gospel, here's the difference, gospel of the uncircumcision. We have an allotment among the celestials. You say, what does that have to do with priesthood, Martin? I'm going to tell you what it has to do with priesthood. I'm going to tell you what it has not to do with priesthood. Ephesians 2:6, God rouses us together, seats us together among the celestials in Christ. By the way, this is a figure of speech known as prolepsis, when God calls what is not as though it were. I've had people actually read this verse and say, look at there, Martin, it says we're seated together among the celestials in Christ. It says we are there right now. I look around and I go, no, it seems to me I'm in South Florida. No, you got to believe what it says, Martin. No, it's a figure of speech called prolepsis when God calls what is not as though it were to convince you that it's going to happen. It's so sure that it's pronounced as though it's a done deal. Like when somebody asks you to do something and you say, done. Hey, I'd like you to take care of that report and give it to Bill over in accounting. Done. Wait a minute, it's not done. You're still standing here and I just gave you the order. It's a figure of speech, calling what is not as though it were to comfort you, the fact that it will take place. So priesthood, here's the key. Priesthood, like Israel, belongs on earth. Earth equals priesthood. Earth equals Israel. Israel is meant to shepherd all the nations of the ground. Abrahamic covenant, Genesis chapter 12. Among the celestials, on the other hand, all bets are off. That's why I like to say it. All bets are off. Any rules that had applied on earth are off. And fleshly distinctions vanish there, and there is no priesthood. For Israel, their priesthood does vanish on the new earth after the thousand-year reign of Christ ends on this present earth because John saw no temple there, but they still function as kings. And the names of the 12 apostles are still over the gates of the new Jerusalem. So we still have Israel stuff going on the earth. So even if they're not priests, they're kings. In the millennium, they're kings and priests. On the new earth, they're poor things. They're only kings. Aw. I'm so sorry you lost your priesthood there. But with us, even now, we don't think priesthood. We don't think that way because we are proleptically said to be seated among the celestials in Christ. And in that realm, there's neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There's neither priest nor pew warmer. That's the distinction today. You're either a priest or a pew warmer. You're a pastor or you're a pew warmer. You're either the guy who gets all the money or the guy who gives all the money. Ooh, that's the way it is on earth. But we are not even thinking that way anymore because we're already anticipating our snatching away to be with Christ. We're already realizing that in that day there will be neither Jew nor Greek. We're anticipating it now by looking at everyone equally, and we have no beef against anybody. We're at peace with humanity because we know that God has accepted them all, that one died for the sake of all, consequently all died, and the fact that as an Adam all are dying, thus also in Christ shall all be vivified. We're happy about that. And we're also happy with this, that even now, we understand that we don't need a priesthood. You don't need to call your pastor or your priest to get information about God. You have the scriptures in your midst, in your presence. It wasn't always this way. So I want you to be thankful for this day where we have the Word of God, and we also have access with confidence to the Father through Paul's gospel. We see Jesus Christ face to face through Paul's gospel. No more fog, no more mirrors, no more filters. No more gauze in between us and God where we can't see him. No, we see him face to face through the words and the revelations of Paul. This is why Paul prays all the time to come to wisdom and realization, recognition of God. So we go directly to him. But no filters. We have access. We're sitting in God's lap through Christ. I want you to appreciate this today, that it wasn't always this way, but it sure as heck is that way now.